Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hey, what's happening? Happy Monday. Good morning and welcome onto the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Brought to you as always by Happy State Bank, alongside the one and only Jeff Haxton. I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White back behind the glass taking care of us as usual. You two can join us. Your thoughts, comments, questions, reaction to what you saw this weekend of any and all varieties. It's all welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app. Obviously plenty to dive into as we get to talk about something that hasn't happened in 14 years. Of course, later this week, we're going to talk about something else that hasn't happened in 14 years. You know, winning at K-State. It's a record-breaking type of year, or at least that's the hope. Off to a good start on that front. 3-1 start for the Red Raiders. We got a lot to dive into. Hax,
how morning.
You come down from the weekend?
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah.
You're a little darker than I last saw you.
Yeah, East Side.
You got the East Side.
What's up?
Paint on you from the sun.
Yeah. Cameron, she just basically bolted. She wouldn't sit up there with us. And then finding shade and whatnot and other things to do. And the boy and I, we just sat there and wore it the whole time. The only time we didn't wear it is when we went down for our basically entire second quarter trip to try and get some water.
Ooh. I did see long, long lines.
It was brutal.
At those water stations.
And, you know, we mastered the app, which I'd never done before, the concession app.
Okay.
We mastered that in the pregame. So we skipped a huge line there.
Right.
Got our burger baskets.
It's helpful.
Got to our seats. Easy, man.
Yeah.
But then there was so much cell phone traffic. We stood in line for 20 minutes trying to get it to work.
Yeah.
And then it worked, and it saved us 20 minutes.
Still.
That's how much further we had to go. And we're just trying to get four water. So, it actually, the app saved our viewing time a ton. But missed the interception while we were down there. But overall, unbelievable day. The only time that I go to games as a fan is football. So, spoiled rotten with basketball and baseball.
Sure.
There was so much anger and angst in that section that I was in. It was shocking.
You had a decent... The picture I saw, you had some burnt orange around you.
We did.
Okay.
This lady with a full-brimmed hat said the F word to everyone in the section while leaving. And it was right when Bijan fumbled. So massive trash. Yes, sorry. I should have clarified.
Yeah.
Burn orange dress and big hat and fancy this and just tech sucks the whole time. And then it was blank you. I was like, lady, I'm just standing here. I've listened to your crap, and I'm not saying anything to you on the way out.
God.
Blank, 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 blank. And she's being shoved out by what looked like her dad, who's in a Texas Tech red shirt. I was like, things are getting crazy around here.
Oh, my goodness.
And, but the worst one was a Tech fan, probably 24 years old, and he had a buddy to his left, and he was a Texas guy and in a cowboy hat. So let me ask you this. He's two rows back and a little bit to the right. And every other word is F. And he just kills Donovan the entire game. Every situation. Get Donovan out. And that's being nice because there's about four blank, 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 blanks in there. I'm going to take you through my thought process, okay? Number one, he's killing Donovan. I don't like that.
Yep.
Because I don't know Donovan like you do. but I know him where I know what kind of person he is and what he's out there leaving on the field and all those things. And by the way, he's having a great day.
No.
You moron. He's having a great day. Shut up. So now I'm going to take it out here because I had, but here's the deal.
So you didn't want to get in a fight.
I didn't want to get in a fight, dude, because everyone has their cell phones.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's got their cell phones at the ready to see me get in an altercation with a 20-something, and he's got the, so Perry's there, and I cringe every time, and I know Perry hears it a lot because he's getting almost 11 years old, and he probably hears it a bunch, but it doesn't mean I have to let it fly in my circle.
Sure. You don't have to.
So the biggest thing that I wanted to do was not start a fight, was just to turn around and say, hey, he's 10. Can we give it a rest? Can you give it a rest on Donovan, who's out there busting his tail 110 on the field against the Texas Longhorns, ranked 22nd in the country, and he's about to lead him to a victory? That was my biggest nothing with the concessions. That's life as being a – I mean, I don't care. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to move when there's 60,000 people in the house. I wasn't complaining about that. But I am complaining about this Yehu, who's got a Texas Tech football jersey on and is acting like an idiot. So did I do the right thing in not confronting him?
I think it wouldn't hurt to confront him using the kid, saying, hey, he's 10, doing that part. But...
I still didn't want to risk it.
Because I know. It's a hard
situation. One little pop off back, and we're in it.
And that's what sucks is we're sitting here talking about in the first segment, idiot fans, because they've taken it over.
It's
over on
social
media, and the dumb guy that pushes someone, or I hear stories of ice being thrown, or see beer bottles being thrown on the field. Look, 95%, and that's probably low. 95% of the fans are well behaved.
98%.
98% are well behaved and doing the right thing. And you idiots out there, complete buffoons, are ruining it for the rest of them. It's dumb. Go away. No one wants you in the stadium. Someone else will gladly take your seat if you can't control yourself.
So, this big Texas Tech fan, right? Texas Tech gets it to the overtime and wins. And I turn around to tell him, how do you think Donovan did today? He just beat Texas. He was already gone. He wasn't even celebrating.
Oh, goodness gracious.
It's like, you're not going to stand here and celebrate? The fact that you just beat Texas at home for the first time since 2008, you're already gone?
Yeah.
Wow. Coward.
All right. Got the bad out of the way. We'll get to plenty of good from Saturday. Red Raiders take down the Longhorns. First time in the last 14 years, finally got a call, not to replace, but to add to the Crabtree call. A lot of fun on Saturday. Tell us your experience, good, bad, ugly, all from Saturday. We'll get to that. Let's talk a little NFL, look ahead. Plenty to dissect over the next 3 hours. We'll bring you some headlines. There's plenty of those as well. Coming up next on 100.7 The Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
What you need to know, part of the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Whole lot of your thoughts pouring in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We'll get to some of those momentarily. We've got some headlines to bring you first. He's Jeff Axton. I'm Choice Woodman. These are your headlines. What you need to know, part of the End of the Bench. Hacks will start it off with a quick run through baseball. Rangers stink. They got swept over the weekend by the Guardians. The Guardians. I feel like I want to call them like the Canadiens. The Guardians. Rangers lose 10-4 yesterday. End up getting swept. Astros winners over the O's 6-3. We should have picked the Astros O's and forced Lucas to pick the Orioles in the series. President's Cup, that happened over the weekend. Not too much of a contest, not really any drama. U.S. kind of led wire to wire on this thing and ends up winning the whole caboodle. Did you get to watch any of it? 9 straight wins now, by the way.
Yeah, none.
I watched a little bit Thursday, Friday, just had it on kind of in the background, and then just saw highlights from yesterday. President's Cup's just not the same as the Ryder Cup. I guess part of it is because you dominate so much, so it's kind of just, you just take it for granted. But 9 straight victories, U.S. beats the international team 17.5 to 12.5 in that one. Texas Tech volleyball victorious on Saturday.
Reverse sweep.
Reverse sweep. That's the second time they've done that this season. Who was it?
UTRGV.
That's right. That's right. Red Raiders beat West Virginia in Morgantown. Big win to get one on the road to open up conference play. But they get the reverse sweep and win 3-2 in Morgantown on Saturday. Volleyball will next be in action coming up this week as they play at home against Kansas State, then hosts Texas on Sunday. So you got Wildcat hate. You're drubbing up for this weekend on the road in Manhattan. You can get it out, some of it out on Wednesday night at home. You calling that one?
Oh, I was already looking forward to Saturday.
I don't think it is. Doesn't appear that it's on the schedule, the TV schedule. So K-State, it's not listed at least.
Well, I'm doing it. Yeah,
you are.
Okay. Uh huh. Yeah, ESPN okay. Plus. I was just already focused on the football.
No, no.
And
no.
What K-State did in Norman and
Kansas State, the next potential victim for the Red Raider volleyball team. Unfortunately for Texas Tech soccer, didn't go as well over the weekend. They lose to the University of Texas 2-0. Two early goals for Texas in that one. Tech had some opportunities, but couldn't ever get it to finish up as they fall to the Longhorns. NFL action. Chiefs lose to the Colts. We all picked against that. We all picked Chiefs -5.5. They looked bad yesterday.
Yeah.
20-17. Had a chance to put it away. Kelsey had a drop in the end zone. Just not a great finish for the Chiefs. Texans also lose to the Bears 23-20. Dallas Cowboys in action tonight, as we'll have that game for you on Double T97.3. At 6 o'clock, Monday Night Football, Cowboys at Giants. Be about 7:20 kickoff in that one. And finally, high school fan zone action for you tonight here on 100.7 The Score. Coaches from Estacado and Coronado will join Tommy Wood in the First United Bank studio to talk about their teams. You two can hit us up. Thoughts, comments, questions, all welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We talked about dumb fans a little bit ago. I don't want to spend the whole show on that.
Because we got some good stuff to get into.
Easy to. But as several,
I just
people,
wanted to relay my experience.
No, and I get it.
Again, I want to preface this by saying I am spoiled because I got the best seat in the house for basketball, great seat for baseball, so I'm not used to being out in the crowd. So that's something that happens 3 or 4 or 5 times a year.
So Hacks, but other people are pointing out, and if you want to go make yourself aware of it, there is a video floating around of a Texas player shoving a Texas Tech student, girl
that's celebrating
in the back. I mean, didn't seem like it was prompted or instigated at all on the other end. Just shoves her in the back. So you got UT fans preaching about class or anything like that. There's plenty of sin to go around. Just know that. Going to the Yates Flooring Center chat line, someone says, never go full brim. That's from Flyover Guy.
She was full brim.
Full brim. Bullfighter got the monkey off the back. It felt good. Felt different. Good to see y'all as well. Yeah. Bullfighter came out.
It
hi.
Did feel different, man. And I'm telling you, I'm scared to death. I love it. I love everything that Joey's doing.
Oh, boy.
But.
The butt.
6 of 8 on fourth downs.
You can't do that every time, yeah.
What can he not? I mean, if he's doing it against Texas.
I don't think you can count on having 8 fourth down attempts in a game. especially
because
we sat here and talked about it about how quick they chased points and chased it last week against NC State, and it didn't work out.
Yeah, I said, don't chase points. Touchdown. Okay.
All right, it worked out.
Golly, dude.
And Hax.
He is wild, man.
About every single one of those fourth downs that you converted, you don't get it. I mean, you could point to so many of those, you're probably losing the game.
Yes, and the ones that were late around midfield.
Yep.
You have a situation where if it doesn't work out, they're within 20 yards of field goal range for the win. Like, I felt like the game was in the balance right there.
Yeah.
Like, if you get it, you're probably going to go get a good look at field goal. If you don't, they're going to get a good look at field goal. So I was just cringing the entire time and at the same time celebrating it, because what have we talked about? Man, something needs to change. Something needs to be different. The whole approach, the whole attitude, from the manager to us sitting in the so something's got to change.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, that's one way to change it. When it's like we have faith in all of our defense and everybody that's going to make these plays, we got faith, we're going. Eight times we're going. And it worked. And then his post game, I told you they would break. Everything runs through Lubbock. By God, yes. I mean, it's just amazing. The whole day was just amazing. It was just fantastic.
It was. We talked about that feeling of elation, the feeling of beating the Longhorns. It's unmatched. It is. And I know you have similar feelings growing up with the paperclip. It's just you can't duplicate it. It's going to suck when you don't play them anymore because of that.
Well, I've always hated Texas. I'll tell you what, that's really gone up over the last 2 or 3 years.
Understandable.
Yeah. And then, again, sitting out there in the stands with all the – I mean, you could tell. That dude just bought that at Walmart. That dude just bought that at Walmart.
Exactly.
That's a Walmart shirt. You know, and then listening to him talk and be so condescending.
Oh, man.
That's
the pure arrogance.
Yeah, just the – oh, my gosh.
I mean, I tweeted and –
I've lived with that my whole life with the thieves, but it was. I'll tell you, Texas, they're never going to catch OU. I'm just telling you that. They ain't never catching OU. But the hatred's going up.
It's ridiculous. I mean, it really is.
What'd you tweet?
The Acho video. I
saw that.
It's so stupid.
I enjoyed that.
It's so stupid. His, but that's the arrogance that just ekes from Texas' pores.
Mm-hmm.
It does. Like, he says, we can't lose to Texas.
Yes, you can.
We can't lose. He's sitting there talking about Texas, a 7-win team last year.
What were you?
Your record? You had five. Five. But no, it's just, and that's what makes it so much fun to beat them. And you know what? You may hold on to that for a while, because there's probably a good chance you're not playing them for a while. You know, Hax, I'm more in on it. Come on. Big 12. Brett Yormark, we need our one favor. We're asking for the one favor. Next
Flip
year,
it back.
Bring the Longhorns back here. Because you got to readjust the schedules. Have to. Remember that, Hax? You played Texas two times in a row in Austin when they flipped the schedules back in 2012. When A&M left the league and all that. So it's possible that you could get Texas back in town again next year. I'm not going to count on it, but... Come on, Yormark. Don't do him any favors. Because it sure felt like, you didn't get a ton of calls going your way on Saturday either, but powered through. All right, lots from the chat line. We'll dive into as much of that as possible. Take a very quick look at the calendar and break it down further from what we saw on Saturday, including a fantastic defensive performance against Bijan Robinson. See you on the bench on 100.7 Score.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. He's Jeff Haxton. I'm Choice Woodman. Got Lucas White and Joe across the way taking care of us. What up, Joe?
Joe.
Still wearing the cow hat, but it's not a Longhorn hat. That's good. Just a big old fat bull. You two can join us. Your thoughts, comments, questions, whatever on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. I promise we're going to try to get to as much as possible. But we won't get to everybody's. So send them in. We'll try to get to your reaction from Saturday as much as possible. It wasn't just a good weekend in Longhorn Land. We also, it was a bad weekend in Longhorn Land. Good weekend in Red Raider Land. It was also fun. We got a butt punt yesterday in the NFL. I loved Mark Sanchez's tweet. He said, "Hey, stay out of my lane." If you missed it, in the Dolphins game, I mean, they were as backed up as possible, punting from their own end zone. And the punter punts it into his protector, defender. What do you call it? Up back, I guess, is what it would just be.
Yeah.
Guy that's going to, the last line of defense blocking for him, punts it straight into his butt. I mean, this isn't just like a nick, like just kind of barely gets him. I mean, this is one that's making you want to wince quite a bit because he puts full force into it, right into the keister. Dolphins did end up winning the game after the safety, but not too bad. Also learned NFL halftime show. Sorry, Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, yeah.
You're super excited about this, right?
Hadn't heard.
Well, first there were rumors that it was going to be your girl T. Swift.
Okay.
But apparently she says, "No thanks, I need to keep working on my album."
Okay.
So now it will be Rihanna.
Oh, boy.
You excited?
No.
You seem thrilled.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Rihanna will be the Super Bowl halftime show this year. Woohoo!
Lady Raiders schedule is out for the conference.
Okay.
Just released. They'll open up on the 31st of December with Iowa State at home. Kansas TCU Road, OU home. K-State Road, Texas home. That is the 18th of January. Morgantown, 21st. Baylor home at Oklahoma State. Kansas State home at Texas. Kansas home at Oklahoma. Oklahoma State, West Virginia home. Baylor Road, TCU home. Iowa State starts and ends the Lady Raiders schedule.
They'll
end at Hilton.
Is there Hilton magic for the women?
I haven't really heard of it.
Okay. All right. Plenty more to react to on the chat line. Patrick says, "Donovan put that ball on Tharp, and it was on Tharp as soon as he turned his head. Great job by Mason to hang on to it."
That's right.
One thing we don't really talk about is McGuire's ability to lead. Feels like he can will us to wins. Leadership has been sorely lacking the past 12 years. Very refreshing to have a strong leader. Someone said, and yes, we talked about idiot fans up front, but someone said, "Have y'all seen the video of the Texas player pushing the college girl on the field?" Well, 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 how the turntables.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Michael Scott.
How the turntables.
Yeah, it's dumb. Seriously, everybody's mad or excited. It's even dumber for the Tech fan because the guy could have turned around and socked him in the face and he'd be completely right to do so, the Longhorn football player. Dumb for the Longhorn football player to push the girl in the back unprovoked. Shouldn't push a girl anyway, but it's all dumb. There's dumb fans out there. Don't ruin it for the rest of us. And that's all I have to say about that. Pepsi Man, "Good morning, guys. How about those Red Raiders? Coach McGuire has me all in. Let's go, Tech." Someone else.
He does.
This is an interesting one. "Call to all restaurants here in Lubbock. Order a Joey special and get an extra egg. Love the nickname, Hacks." Joey. I like that. I like that. It's good.
It seemed like people liked it, so I'm happy.
Bullfighter says, "Don't play that post-game speech while I'm driving. I feel like running someone over."
Yeah. God, that's right, man.
Yeah, that's true. This from the chat line.
Sorry, it's just there's some vindication there almost because I think at times living in Lubbock from the outside forces and really from your nemesis, like Texas and OU, like, oh, you live in Lubbock. Oh, you know, just like, you know, the T-Sips and the, you know, we're better than you and all that. And it's like, no, hey, y'all don't really have a clear picture of what's going on out here.
Yeah.
And what it's like to live here. Mm-hmm. You don't have any clue. And you're about to find out. I just love it. You're about to find out. It runs through Lubbock. If you didn't know, it runs through Lubbock.
And he believes just, yeah, that. How many coaches will sit there and give speeches to their team and then come over and talk to someone on the side and say, we're going to have a really tough time this weekend. It's going to be a miracle. Going to have to take a miracle. I mean, there's so many coaches that do that. And I get it. But Joey McGuire actually believes what he says. He believes that the Big 12 runs through Lubbock. The country runs through Lubbock. And while, it's still going to be tough to go win a Big 12 championship.
Tell you what, the league is good, and it is wide open.
100%.
So, if you were to do a reclassification on who's got the best odds to win this, that would be really interesting. Because,
agreed. Yeah.
And I'm not picking Texas Tech to win it at all. This is not what I'm getting at here. Because I do want to kind of throw a cautionary tale out there just a little bit, that the riverboat gambler does work, but it also capsizes. It can also cost you games. Mm-hmm. So be aware of that. But this thing's wide open. This race is,
you know, Axe,
completely. And you know, I'll give Acho this. I'll give Acho this, that losing to Texas Tech is a bad loss. It's because you're about to pile up a whole lot more losses, my friend. Like, you could have avoided taking on losses that will multiply your L's in that column if you'd have got the win today. But that team is not good enough to avoid losses that are coming for them. Do you agree?
I agree.
Like,
yeah.
Okay, maybe they'll give you that's a bad loss because it's going to make your end total look like 5 losses instead of 4 or 6 losses instead of 5 because their heartache's just starting.
Yeah, that team is not a Sugar Bowl team that you beat this weekend. At the same time, it's still a good football team. They're not a great football team, but there's a lot of good football teams in the league.
And what I
love
is when you start chipping their legs out from underneath them. When you start chipping away, big tree fall hard.
Ooh.
They fall hard and harder than most else.
Yeah, if you're listening to Longhorn Sports Talk Radio this morning, sky is falling, completely falling right now. So,
and that they'll collapse.
Hey, but going back to the schedule, I looked at it. I look at the one thing you got is Kansas is no longer a gimme, but no team is also unbeatable. Every single game left on your schedule is winnable or losable for Texas Tech. It's the end of the bench. Hacks' Highs and Lows next on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thrilled to be part of your Monday. You're hanging with the End of the Bench till noon on 100.7 The Score and 107 The Score. He's Jeff Haxton. I'm Choice Woodman. Get your questions, comments, as we've already getting quite a few Ask the Benchwarmers questions rolling in. Keep those coming through the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Yates Flooring Center chat line. I haven't seen this officially announced. Maybe it has been and I didn't. I missed it. But I believe that was the biggest crowd ever at Jones Stadium. From just looking back at recent years and... Oh, no. You had one against Texas that was slightly bigger. There it is. So almost the biggest crowd ever. You only have room for so many. And it was 60,925. 60,925.
One just random observation is I liked how they got Price in space.
Yes.
And they really gave him a chance to show off his wheels. It was a big play. I mean, it was one that you needed to pick up, and it was in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
Where he kind of came dragged across a little
bit. A little drag route. Yeah.
And
it was a slow developing because he comes from one side of the field to the other, but it they cleared one side out for him, and yeah, that was a great play. Like,
that's smart to get him because it's
absolutely
hard, really hard to catch him when he's in open space. And I was like, that was a really good job of getting him.
I mean, he went up and got space. Some balls.
Yeah.
Big for you. 13 catches for Price.
Mm-hmm.
13. 56 yards of the 98 were after the catch.
I mean, Joey McGuire outcoached Steve Sarkisian. He did.
I completely agree with that. I think most Texas fans would agree with that as well. Let's get to a few more of these from the chat line. Only thing that could have been better if it was Bill Snyder beating Kansas State Saturday, or beating OU with Kansas State Saturday. Someone else said, Donovan is better than Shuck. He should be the starter. We need Morton. Donovan can't get it done. These are all things that have been said on the chat line in both the preseason and up to Friday. Just be a fan of the team and support whoever the coaches decide should receive the snaps.
That's really common sense. I mean, that seems to me to be right on.
Yeah.
And there was not much of that going on in my section, unfortunately.
This week is honestly the biggest game of the year. We haven't been able to carry the momentum after a big win and go on the road. We usually fall flat on our face. Look, I don't know if I'm going to dub it the biggest game of the year. I think you played that last Saturday. I mean, it depends your definition of it. But I think this is another notch when we're talking about culture, right? I mean, this is another measuring stick, because you've seen things, strides in the culture and the hey, we're doing things that haven't been done in the last decade type of category. You don't have to go win this game against K-State, though that would go a long way. But you can't fall flat on your face. This is one where you've got to go show that you're not hungover from beating the rival team, show that you are competent on the road. You've already shown that once against NC State. You stayed in that game where you didn't play very well.
I just didn't think you didn't play well.
No, you didn't.
Period.
Zach did not play well in that game, but you stayed in it. Because, you know, we say collectively you didn't play well. Your defense played well. This past Saturday, slow start. But overall, defense helps you win that game. You get stops when you need to. You didn't let Hudson Card look like an all-star like you did a year ago. Bijan Robinson, the actual all-star. Now, I can't get past. Remember, we were looking at that over-under of 110.5 last week. You held him under. We both thought that, man, that's kind of low. It's pretty low for Robinson. But you did. 101 for him, and of course,
and
the
one
big
of them
play.
Was 45.
140, yeah.
Hmm.
One of them goes 40. That was the one time he kind of broke loose on you. But
keeping him in check.
Defense was as advertised. This is a real defense. When Joey McGuire said in his introductory press conference, "We will play defense at Texas Tech,"
and he came on our show and said, "I feel very comfortable with our defensive line."
Yeah.
Too deep.
Man, that D-line has been really fun to watch.
Bleeding. Been good.
Really fun. T-Money said, what world do we live in? Both OU and UT lose. KU's in the top of the Big 12 standings. It's bizarre.
Undefeated.
But love it.
Two road wins.
KU. I'm a little scared of that game coming up, but we'll see what happens this weekend. Got a lot more to unveil on the Jayhawks. But what's crazy, remember the over-under for Kansas this year? The win total?
2.5?
Yeah. That's cashed in September. It cashed last week. That's nuts, right? I mean,
yep.
To see something like that happen, never happens. Metalhead says, yep, don't compare this team to the past. This is the start of new expectations, just like basketball and baseball. Hey, you know you have the right coaches in place there. You feel like you have the right coach and Coach McGuire in place right here. And I think you're getting close to the knowing you have the right coach. Someone says another 2:30 kickoff against Oklahoma State. Yeah, just deliver that. That's Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Doesn't matter.
It's perfect.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like 2:30 is more beneficial to OSU. You would have rather an 11 a.m. kick. 2:30, as we saw this last week, gave the students plenty of time to get in the gates. You got much more of a feel for the crowd than I did. Obviously, I'm upstairs. You're in it.
Uh-huh.
Outside of the buffoonery.
It was great.
I mean, it seemed like...
It's great.
From my vantage point, seemed like the best crowd you've had since maybe the Baker-Mahomes showdown?
Yes. And that was an evening kick.
Yeah, that's night game against OU, but...
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah, it was.
But even more
fantastic.
So, students sticking around.
Oh, yeah. I didn't have to worry about that.
Well, you have had to worry about it so much.
I mean, that day you didn't, for sure. Nobody was going anywhere. Unless you were hot, and I don't blame you if you were hot.
Yeah. Go get some.
Quite a few folks up underneath, but that happens all the time.
Vance says, what about that idiot that pushed the Texas player? Got to deal with that. Tech's on it. Tech has posted it. They're trying to figure out who that is. Should be punished.
They'll find out who it is and
yeah,
do what they please.
I mean, I Jamie said something this morning I agree with. And again, I don't like to spend too much time on this because it takes away from the positives of the weekend. But actual punishment has to be handed forth. For this, for throwing beer bottles, I mean, you've got to do real stuff to these people. It's just like parenting. If you let your kids get away with stuff, what are they going to do? They're going to do it again.
Keep on.
Exactly. They're going to do it again. If you just kind of turn to the side and act like you don't see something or don't deal with it aptly, then these kind of idiot type of things are going
to
happen again.
You have to take on a little bit of self-policing too.
Yes, you do.
If you're in a student kind of mosh melee, you have to be aware that anything could happen when you go out there.
Sure.
And respect the people that laid it all out there on the field and let them get off the field, not knock them over in a full sprint, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I will listen to that. You know, there's nothing that can be done. I mean, I'll listen to that a little bit, but you got to self-police also. I mean, that guy, if I'd have saw him do that, I'd have, you know, I don't know, done the leg sweep, sweep the leg or something.
Agreed. But also, for those that haven't seen it, there's also a Texas player that goes up unprovoked.
But the problem, I think he got shoved. If you really watch it.
Oh, okay.
I think he got shoved in the back into the girl.
Okay, I had not seen that.
Because his neck whips back.
Okay, if that's the case, then...
But you can't see who pushed him.
Yeah. Anyway, it's just... Look, the rushing the field is going to stop the more success you have. I have no problem at all with rushing the field. Against Houston, against Texas. Now, there's decorum and rules and all of that. It's fine. Have fun. We haven't had fun football for a while around here consistently. So go have your fun.
Mm-hmm.
But don't be stupid. It's that simple. And don't rush the field if you're going to be stupid. If you've had too much to drink or whatever. It's as simple as that. It really is. But a few dumb individuals like to, you know, be the bad eggs in the group. All right, lots more from the chat line. Get those questions in. Ask the Benchwarmers. Got a whole lot of them. We'll get to as many as possible. Coming up next, it is the end of the bench on 100.7 The Score.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
It's time for Ask the Benchwarmers on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. He's Jeff Haxton. I'm Choice Woodman. We got Jackson Frazier and Joe back behind the glass. Questions for any and all of us are welcome here with the End of the Bench. Got a whole lot in, so you can get yours in through the Yates Flooring Center chat line on that 100.7 The Score mobile app. Tweet us at 107 The Score or dial up the benchmark hotline, 806-771-1007. 0973, the number for that. Let's go ahead and get to them, Hacks. This from a little bit earlier. Hacks, what level of done were you and the donkey after the game? Well done, charred, or burnt? That's from Clay.
Well done.
Well done? Okay. I came out of the stadium. My wife was waiting on me. Coming out from upstairs. First thing I saw, I'm like, oh my gosh, you are crispy.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew like everybody on that set had to have gotten some decent amount of sun.
I mean, you look at it, the game lasts 3 hours, 44 minutes. You're there 20 minutes before kick. You're in that high sun for 4 hours. So you're going to take some rays. And I don't know, is well done the most? Is that what? Can you give me the scale?
Well done, charred, and burnt.
I wasn't burnt. Just got a coat of paint.
Yeah, I think charred is after well done, too.
Okay, then we were well done.
Yeah, I think well done.
I felt Perry, he's like, Dad, feel the top of my head. And it was like touching a stove. Oh, I was like, geez, son.
Goodness.
Trapping a lot of heat with that lettuce.
Bullfighter, this isn't a question. He said, I witnessed a Longhorn fan throwing stuff on the field and trying to give us a flag. Five minutes later, he got escorted out.
Good. Jeez.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that lady. She was probably 40.
Yeah.
And just the things that football make you do.
I
was like,
I get
goodness,
it.
You just, who knows where you came from.
Yeah.
In your orange muumuu that you had on and your full brim beekeeper hat. But for I don't know, it's just weird to see a lady just pointing, blank you. There was no, you're cool. It was just,
you're cool.
Man. And then the, what again looked like maybe your dad just shoved her down the, what's the little, where you come out, you know, from underneath and you go,
the little gate, concourse, yeah, whatever, just, yeah.
He just,
yeah.
It's like, you're done.
Yikes.
He was in a tech shirt. I was like, geez.
This question, keep them coming on the Ace Flooring Center chat line. What's going on with Austin McNamara? It's like a golfer with the yips,
yeah,
right?
It's all in the dome.
That's what it is. You get the yips, and we don't talk about it either. No, hopefully. His last one was a good one. So that's the hope. Build off of that. Move forward.
Is there going to be a time where you really need him?
Yeah.
I mean, on Saturday because you went for it 8 times.
Is that why? I mean, truthfully, the lack of confidence in a punter, does that factor into? Now, some of those were non-punting territory.
I couldn't believe the first one they went for. I was like, Joey.
That was second quarter?
They were going south.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of the one in the north. Because you did, yeah. There's a lot to pick from. Eight fourth down attempts. Askey OB, did Smith cement QB1 when Shuck comes back? Someone kind of asked this question earlier.
Yeah.
Too early to tell, right?
Yeah, it's too early to tell.
Yep. That's where we sit. I just think you got to let the next two road games play out. But he pushed himself in the right direction majorly.
So with today, you know, I'm not Big Chief Raincloud here on anything, but I do want to provide a little bit of just for what's coming up, you know, just some look ahead, crystal ball. I love the aggressiveness, but sometimes that can come back to bite you and cause games. I love Donovan Smith, the way he did some, but again, there's still that in there. He's still learning. He's still a very young quarterback. There will be some adversity there, and things won't go your way. Now, you still might be able to overcome it, but 6 for 8 on fourth downs.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the one that had me shaking was midfield. You get it, you're probably going to get a field goal. You don't get it, they're probably going to get a field goal.
Yep.
Now, I thought that was the game on the line. Well, they got it, and they got the field goal, but then they gave up all the yards in 21 seconds, and it got tied anyway.
This question, keep them coming on Yates Flooring Center chat line. Do you take 3-5 right now? the rest of the way out if it's handed
no.
to you. I don't either. No, you've got...
Not in a messy league. Not in a place where you can't pick a favorite. Because, you said Oklahoma State... I don't know, I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah, I said that they're the favorite in the league
They haven't played a league game yet.
No, I put them as the favorite because they're ranked, what, six? I think is where they're at
Seventh in the coaches, I think ninth in the AP. But, I mean, I've seen them. They got holes. They're not world beaters.
Yeah.
Now, one area, and we'll see if Spencer Sanders can get over the hump. One area they have a lot of advantages is the experienced quarterback who was first team All Big 12 last year. He's still there.
Sure.
But that guy also has thrown 10 interceptions to the Baylor Bears in four tries.
Yep. Someone said, how about that volleyball team with another reverse sweep over the weekend? 1-0 to start the conference.
It's hard to do when you get down 2-0 on the road, come all the way back. That's impressive.
We're talking about coaches on campus. Tony Greystone.
Massive, great job.
I mean, the comeback, of all comeback. You hadn't been to an NCAA tournament in 20 years before last year. 20 years.
What are they now, 13-2?
Yes, 13-2, 1-0 in conference. Now you got some tough teams in this league, but there's no reason that you can't finish top five in the league and get back to the
tournament.
It's
very top-heavy with Texas. Everybody else is the same.
Yeah, so.
Or worse.
So, and some good resiliency. So, great stuff from the volleyball team. Benchwarmers, if you had to attend one of the Kansas schools, which are you going with, KSU
K-State,
or KU?
K-State and K-State.
Zero hesitation there. Yeah.
Zero hesitation.
But I'm with you. Like, it's same here. The KU fans, and it's mostly basketball, but the annoyingness that comes with it.
Ugh.
Kansas State, there's times where I'm like, I want to hate those guys.
I tell you, I really love K-State.
In general, they are the team I hate the least in the Big 12, across all sports. I mean, Bruce Weber's the most hate I've had for K-State, and he's gone. Just his annoying voice. But seriously, I look at that team, and it's like they've always done things the right way. They're vanilla.
They find a way to beat OU in football.
Yeah, I mean, had Longhorns hate week last week was super easy to do.
This Colin week, Klein is the offensive coordinator. He was the king of hop, 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 run.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that a few times with Martinez. I'm going to be watching to see how much they try to do that against Texas Tech. I don't think it'll be a ton with the front seven for the Red Raiders, but they still may try to do the old school hop, 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 run.
I think you're looking at Texas Tech's front seven as – in a league that has good front sevens in general, as one of the better ones in the league. So I'm curious to see how K-State tries to attack. Because, yeah, it's what K-State's always done. But no one has run with success yet. Right? I mean, I guess you can look at Bijan's day and say, well, he still went for over 101. But
this
success
will be your
relatively,
biggest test.
Yeah, I mean, success
Deuce.
Relatively.
Deuce went off.
Yes, he did.
And it was up the middle. It was in between the tackles. God, it was fun.
I'm not scared of Deuce between the tackles. Where I'm nervous about him is catching the ball out of the backfield. Mm. That's where I get nervous for the Red Raiders.
In space.
And being able to stop him. So, yeah, that's going to be a test. But I agree with you. K-State's the pick easily on that one. Tech and K-State are both meeting this weekend, coming off difficult wins scenario. Wins, who is poised for a bigger letdown?
It's equal,
right?
I mean, you beat your rival at home
versus beating a top 10 team.
Top 10 team on the road.
On the road, yeah. I'd call it pretty even. Be hard. That's it for us. Thanks for all the thoughts, comments, questions on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. It was fun as usual.
Music Monday, baby.
Always fun. Hacks, enjoy. We'll talk to you tomorrow. For Jeff Haxton and Jackson Frazier, Lucas White, I'm Choice Woodman. Spend the end of the bench on 100.7. The score, the bottom line, is up next.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.